previously on Pretty Little Liars.
You and Wes with these videos, huh? Ian's been watching us for years.
There's something wrong with us, Toby. We're not
feeling related. Austin's so cunning. If this video gets out, we will lose everything.
I won't let that happen.
I'm Jackie Molina. Is this the Montgomery House?
She was the first really serious girlfriend I ever had.
Not telling me about her was a lie.
I'm sorry.
You were spying on me the whole time.
Not the whole time.
Don't touch me.
Make sure she gets this.
They extended your dad's assignment. He wants us to come to Texas.
You mean for a visa?
For a year.
I never had a safe place to land. And now I feel like I do.
Melissa, you want me to take care of this?
You're gonna take care of me like you took care of Allison? Is that why you killed her? Because you found your home movies?
Please, you love my sister, you won't do this.
I'm doing it because I love her. What are you doing here? Come on. Is this some kind of a joke? There's nobody in there.
Sleep tight. While long you still can, bitches. Hey. He wasn't moving, okay, and he was not breathing. Because he was dead. Is dead. Not was. Is. So unless you're saying Ian's a zombie, someone moved the body. It's probably stuffed in the trunk of Ace's car. It's probably on its way to a meat grinder. Oh, and come on, you gotta quit watching those horror films. He's probably watching this room. And one of these people could be A. The town is here.
They want to see you girls down at the station. I'm here to drive you.
Well, I told my parents earlier they're going to want to know where we're going.
They'll meet us there. Come on. Let's go.
Why are we stopping? Garrett.
Let's go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Get out of the car. It's not safe to talk in the car.
It doesn't really feel safe out here either.
Look, I'm sorry if I scared you. There's some things you guys need to know before you start answering questions.
We're listening.
All right. The police cannot know that you were blackmailing Ian and that I was helping you. It's a serious crime.
Well, what about the messenger?
He doesn't want any trouble.
And the money?
For now, I'm hiding it.
What about the videos?
You still have them?
Yeah, we made a copy.
Okay, look, I've never asked you guys how you got them, and I don't want to know. But you better be prepared to tell the police how you did, because that's the first question they're going to ask you.
Officer Reynolds, what's your ETA?
Yeah, we're on route.
Roger that.
I hate asking you to lie like this. But are we all clear?
We'll keep the videos a secret. For now.
Okay, good. Let's get back.
Sorry, we got you into this.
We'll be okay. Just need to stick to our story.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. In the showroom, let them know you won't tell what I said. Cause you can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
My brain is numb from all those cop questions.
I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for A. He killed Ian to keep you here.
I'm sorry, but that is not a comforting thought.
He gives so she can take. We know that.
So what's the bitch gonna ask for?
Whatever it is, I don't think we can afford it.
Spence, you didn't see anything?
I saw a black hoodie, black boots, and gloves.
Well, I think it's safe to say that A's not Jenna.
Are we sure?
He sees everything, Hannah.
I'm starting to think we should tell someone about her. Him. What's the worst thing that can happen?
A knows all of our secrets.
And if people find out, we'll always be those girls who blinded Jenna Marshall. And how are those girls who are afraid of A?
Him. I mean, you're right, but...
Look, we have so much to lose.
I feel like I have a hangover and I never even went to the party.
We need caffeine.
Oh, no offense, but can I make it?
Seriously?
I'm with Aria. Yeah, sorry, Spence, but your coffee gives me shakes.
Yeah, cheers.
What's going on? Mom?
Veronica, since this is your idea, the accusations you made about Ian have cast a bright spotlight on all of you. Spencer is still a person of interest in Allison's murder investigation, and now the police seem to think that you three are also involved.
Ian killed Allison. Okay, and last night he tried to kill me. We were all there. We told you exactly what we saw.
And we heard you.
We don't need to rehash what we talked about last night. This is about moving forward.
While the police sort through this, we want you girls to see a grief counselor.
She's a therapist who can help you deal with Allison's death.
And what appears to the police to be an obsession with trying to pin her death on Ian.
You think we're lying?
Emily, I believe you. But it's the way it looks that concerns us. This is a preemptive strike. And the goal is to garner both police and public sympathy.
Well, I'm not going to shrink. That's what friends are for.
You can't be the only one who doesn't go.
Maybe you'll get more out of it than you think.
This is Hannah.
Do you believe us? What I know is that one of my daughters is in the hospital, and the other one's in trouble. And it's my job to protect you both.
You didn't answer the question.
But you haven't heard from Ian for a reason. He's dead.
Dead men don't get up and walk away.
We told you. Someone moved the body.
Who? Who would do that? And why?
Is Spencer home?
You shouldn't be here, Toby.
Is she okay?
No, she isn't. Spencer's in a lot of trouble, and you're not helping her. Look, whether you've earned it or not, you have a reputation. My daughter can't afford to be seen with you.
I would never do anything to hurt Spencer.
Good. If you mean that, stay away from her. I'm sorry, Spencer.
Why would Jason move back into that house?
Are you sure it was him?
Maybe he's looking for...
Don't.
Shh. If anybody finds out about the Jason thing...
You won't let that happen.
Are you sure you want to be here?
I mean, you can stay home for another day.
Yeah? Be your home or mine?
We haven't had a chance to talk, but I heard what you said to me about your dad. I'm so sorry. You really didn't deserve that.
Well, actually, maybe I did.
You said exactly what I needed to hear. And your dad and I wanted to tell you and Mike this tonight, but I think you could use some good news. I'm going to move back in.
You're not just doing this for me, right?
No, I mean, I'd be lying if I said no, but I'm doing it for me, too. I'm ready to come home.
Well, I heard that you're coming up. Need some help with that, Mr. Fitz.
You can take your seat, Mr. Cohen.
What's up, Noel?
Hey, suspension over?
Miss me?
I think they made the whole thing up to get attention.
I heard Ian and Spencer were having an affair.
Is it possible it's true?
You mean that he fell to his death and disappeared?
I just got used to everybody looking at him after all again. He's more
pathetic. I don't know what's more pathetic. People who gossip or people who listen to gossip.
Look at Susie Lipton strutting her bony ass in those skinny jeans.
I heard she wants all that weight drinking breast milk.
What?
Boob milk. You can buy it online.
Damn, I miss how easy things used to be.
You mean before you reunited with the others?
We had so much fun last summer.
Some of it was even legal.
And I'm tired of thinking about things.
Me too.
Maybe I do need therapy.
As in retail.
I still don't trust him.
How does Noel Cohen get suspended and then come back more popular than he was when he left?
Maybe it has something to do with that winning smile.
Oh, yeah. Do you need a minute? I'd like to speak with you about your essay.
You don't have to go. I'll see you in a minute.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want to talk about it? You want to tell me what happened?
Not really.
All right, don't shut me out. I'm here for you.
I'm not shutting you out. I just don't really feel like talking to you about it.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about Jackie, and I understand how it looks, but you'll see, she doesn't change anything. Come over later.
I can't tonight.
Are you? Please talk to me.
I don't know what to say. Things just feel different.
But they're not different. Nothing has changed. I'm still in love with you.
I can't do this right now.
Are we over?
This is Mr. Mendez, and he's the realtor who's going to be showing the house.
It's okay if I take a quick look at your room?
I guess.
Oh. No. I like your photos, but for the showings, you should put them away. Renters like to imagine their own stuff in the house. Nice. Small, but generous for a guest bedroom. Of course, you'll need to paint over this.
Ah, cute.
You thought about leasing the home furnished?
That was Ian's aunt. If she hears anything, she'll call.
Any siblings?
Oh, his parents are gone and he's an only child.
Would he have gone to see a friend?
We contacted everyone.
Maybe he was in an accident.
We've contacted every hospital in the Tri-County area. He hasn't been treated for anything.
Honey, that's good news.
Oh, he's where there. Is he? Melissa. Hey, I'm glad you're home.
We've issued an APB on Ian's vehicle and we're tracking his credit card, so the second we find out anything, you'll be the first to know. Thank you, officer. Oh, I almost forgot. We found this in the church.
My phone. Thank you.
We'll be in touch.
Listen, as you can see, my daughter's in a very fragile state. She's extremely worried.
Mr. Hastings, finding your son-in-law is a top priority for the Rosewood PD.
I know you don't believe me, but what I said was the truth.
I don't know where he is, but when Ian comes home, we're leaving this place. Because I don't want you anywhere near this baby.
He's not coming home, Melissa. Ever.
Spencer, if I'm lying, where is he? Huh? Why isn't he here?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
And right now, Spencer, you're just complicating things.
You know what? You were right about one thing yesterday. You do have two daughters, but you're only protecting one. I guess the other one's just a complication.
Sorry, Emily, but have you been downtown? The sales are huge.
You must be Hannah. I'm Anne.
So, what I miss?
Not a thing.
We waited for you. Damn.
Thanks for springing to the hotel.
Technically, I think it was a motel. You don't owe me anything. Hey, Caleb. I don't know what you did to Hannah, but whatever it was, don't do it again.
It sounds like you credit Allison for the friendship.
We became friends because of her.
But she's gone, and the four of you still seem very close.
We weren't always. We lost touch when Allie went missing.
What brought you back together? You don't all have to agree. There are no right or wrong answers here.
Her death. She means when they found her. When they found her body.
Do you think you were looking for closure?
We were looking for answers.
The answer to who murdered Allison. The four of you don't have to go through this alone. This is a safe place to talk. Nothing you say here goes beyond these walls.
What
is it?
Our time is up.
It's not A, it's just
my mom. Yeah, stay in here. She wants me to come home. Ian's car by the train station with $10,000 that he took from his bank account. They think he skipped town and we made up the story because we knew he left. Voices by a liar. I tell you how much money I saved, you'll be very happy. And I'll share the Maddens to you if I can wear them first. Hannah. Okay, fine. You can have the Maddens, and I'll just take the Betsy Johnsons.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to excuse myself and go try on my new shoes.
Do you want to sit down or?
No. You're not allowed to do that.
What?
You're not allowed to look at me like that. And you're not allowed to do that either.
I didn't leave without saying goodbye.
Was I unconscious during that exchange?
I should have told you in person. I had never said the things that I was feeling, and I didn't feel like I could say those things without making a complete ass of myself, pretty much like I am doing right now. So I wrote you a letter. And in the letter I said I was sorry. Most of my life, I have felt alone, even when I was with people. It wasn't until I met you.
So what happened to this letter?
I gave it to Mona. She said she would give it to you.
I appreciate that you came back here to tell me that, but it doesn't change what you did.
If you let me, I know I can make it up to you. Because I love you.
I'll never be able to forget that you were using me.
I'm sorry.
I believe you. But you should probably go.
Did you get that today?
How could you do that to me?
Do you know, sweetie?
I know about the letter.
The letter? The letter Caleb left for me?
The one you never gave me, sweetie.
I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend.
That's why I did it, okay? No one has ever hurt you the way that he did, and I couldn't give him a chance to do it again.
But you had no right to make that decision for me.
Sorry. I screwed up, okay? I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was protecting you.
But you're right about one thing. Caleb really did hurt me. This hurts more.
I'm sorry, Hannah. If I could take it back, I would.
Well, you can't.
Sorry, I'm late. Are you okay?
No.
I was hoping we'd talk. Emily's waiting for me.
It's important.
Well, I'm playing catch-up intrigue. It's a Russian history book. Cute outfit. Are you wearing it for Emily? If you're going to see Toby, I won't say anything to Mom and Dad. What do you want? I'm sorry about what I said. About not wanting you around the baby. We picked a name. Taylor. It works for a boy or a girl. I like it. I don't believe what the police think. That Ian took that money and left town. He wanted this baby as much as I do. So what are you saying? I don't know where Ian is, and I've run out of places to look. Tell me again what happened at the church.
I told you everything, Melissa.
No, I wasn't listening. But now I am. So you believe me? I don't know what to believe. But I know Ian would never leave me.
You can't paint over this.
When we leave, it'll be like I was never here. Are you serious? My mom's gonna kill me.
I promise I'll make it look like new.
It's Spencer. She can't make it. Sorry.
There's nothing you should be sorry about.
Actually, there is. I let you down when I thought you hurt Allison. You didn't deserve that.
It's history, okay?
I never told anyone, but I always knew that I was different.
You are. That's what's so great about you.
I got so good at hiding it, but you saw it.
I saw the way you looked at Maya. You loved her.
I miss talking to you. I feel like I'm leaving four friends now.
Emily, did you see how easy it was for us to get back to this place? It'll always be like that.
Glad you called. I read yesterday's paper.
We didn't lie to the police. I don't know what happened to his body, but Ian's dead.
I believe you. I'm sorry to go through this alone.
I'm not alone.
I understand you have your friends, but you have me, too. I just don't realize it.
You said yesterday that things hadn't changed. Feels like they have.
Ask me anything, I will tell you the truth.
Why did she end it?
She thought she was ready for the commitment, but she wasn't.
Am I your rebound?
No. No. But you did help me to get over her.
Were you still in love with her when you met me?
Not one moment when you're together when I'm seeing on anybody but you.
Thank you. Being honest.
You know what I love about Saturdays? It's the feeling I get when I look up at you and I realize that we have the whole day to be together.
Feeling.
So will you stay? Hey, can I call you in tomorrow?
I'm spending the day with my family.
Yeah.
I'll see you on Monday. He had to have followed me to Ezra's. And he, she, Jim, must have seen me get that key from under the doormat. Let me see that. Okay, I see books, photographs, magazines. What? Is that a Playboy? What? Oh, right there, under that black thing on the cabinet.
That black thing is called a typewriter.
Finn. Not a Playboy, that's a Playbill.
I don't think what's missing matters. A wants us to know that she can come and go through Ezra's apartment. When's it gonna stop? Remember where we were a few months ago?
Visiting me in the hospital.
A hit Hannah and kept on going.
He didn't even hesitate before pushing me in. It's almost like it was no big deal.
I don't want to be sitting next to you guys at another funeral.
You think we should tell the therapist?
We were really close to telling her yesterday. It felt so good. Telling Anne wouldn't be like telling her parents. I mean, she has to keep it a secret, right?
Look, okay, I know we promised Garrett that we wouldn't show the video to the cops. But, I mean, if we want Anne to believe us, a picture's worth a thousand words.
You know, she was wearing a gorgeous pair of Chloe's.
Who?
The shrink.
This is relevant to this conversation because
you can tell a lot about a person by their shoes. I really hurt her when she said that we don't have to go through this alone.
Do we all agree?
Thank you for seeing us today.
It sounded like there was something you really wanted to tell me.
There's also something we wanted to show you.
I just want to get one thing straight here. You're not allowed to tell anyone anything that we say in here, right?
Unless you tell me something that leads me to believe that you're a danger to yourself or to someone else.
Okay. Hannah, you know Tori made those boots in brown? Are you satisfied?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead, Emily.
I think we should tell her first and then...
Yeah, sure.
Maria. We did drift apart after Allison went missing. And it's true that her death brought us back together. But I don't know if we'd be as close as we are now.
This talk is premature.
I'm
sorry we wasted your time.
What just happened here?
We need to figure out what we want to say so that we can communicate more effectively.
And that's what we'll do.
So we're going to reschedule.
You girls called me, remember?
Yeah. I'm really sorry about this.
She didn't think we were crazy before. She does now. What was that?
Where did you get this?
On the bookshop by the street.
This is what A took from Lazarus.
A knows we're coming here.
And that we were going to tell.
How is A always one step ahead of us?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that bitch has superpowers.
So you've got to tell Ezra to change his locks.
Come in. Do you have a minute? Yeah. What's wrong?
Well, we just got off the phone with your therapist.
And she didn't tell us what happened today, but she did tell us she doesn't think it's going to be helpful to continue seeing you girls as a group.
Yeah. Don't really blame her.
And based on your sessions, she's making a recommendation that we're going to back her up on.
For now. A recommendation for what? She doesn't believe you girls are capable of maintaining a healthy friendship at the moment, so she's recommending that you spend some time apart.
Yeah, and Dr. Sullivan says she's seen this before. After a traumatic loss, it's not uncommon for a close-knit group of friends to disconnect from the outside world.
But that's not what's happening. We're not saying this is forever. You're telling me that I can't see my friends?
No, I can't take one more step towards you. Cause all this waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most.
Door.
Yes, sir.
Hope trying to mess with Melissa. Maybe, but it doesn't seem random. It's not safe.
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you what?
Where he is.
Guys, Ian is dead.
They all saw him.
There's only one way to know for sure. Send a reply. How do I know this is you?
What's something that only Ian would be able to answer?
Oh, I know.
What?
We naming our baby.
What is the name?
Taylor.
It's him. Ian's alive.
And you found the guest bedroom. So take a look at the master.